Are you ready to take control of your physical, emotional, spiritual, professional, and financial health? Are you ready to experience great success in your life? Each week, join Dr. Diane A. Thompson and her guests for tools and strategies to help you take control of your health and inspire you to live your best life. Now here is your host, Dr. Diane A. Thompson.
Welcome to Health Talk with Dr. Diane M.D. This is the show designed to inform and inspire you to a healthier lifestyle. I am your host, Diane A. Thompson, M.D., and as always, it is my pleasure spending time with you on this broadcast with the goal that you will learn at least one piece of information that could take your health and your life to a higher level. I do want to remind you that the information presented on this broadcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended for diagnosis or treatment. Please seek advice from your healthcare provider before making any changes to your health. All right, well, today we will continue with our series on forgiveness. You know, there's a popular quote that says, "Forgiveness is not something we do for other people. We do it for ourselves to get well and move on." So we know it's something that we should do, yet so many of us don't seem to know how. Well, my guest today believes he can teach you the art of true forgiveness. Dr. Mort Orman is an internal medicine physician, a stress coach, and the author of several books, including The Art of True Forgiveness, How to Forgive Anyone for Anything, Anytime You Want. Dr. Orman, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Diane, for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, I have to ask, as I mentioned in the intro, so many of us are interested in learning how to forgive. We know it's a good thing, yet we struggle with it so much. I wonder, what caused you to become interested in the topic?
Well, I think I became interested over the years in a number of ways. First, practicing medicine for 23 years. I had an opportunity to take care of lots of patients, and many of them throughout the course of our relationship would come in and have forgiveness issues with things that have happened in their lives, some of their family members or things that happened to them, and you know, it would impact their health, and they would find it difficult to let go of whatever the incident was and their feelings about it. And then when I went into stress counseling and stress coaching, of course a lot of people, among the issues they would have when they were having stress, would often have issues with anger and forgiveness. And then in my own personal life, having issues when I was younger of finding it difficult to forgive at times, and then subsequently looking back on my life and saying, boy, I wish I knew then what I knew now. I might have been able to forgive a lot easier than, you know, it was difficult for me at that time.
You know, one of the things I think many of us, we struggle with forgiveness, and I think sometimes we may not even understand what it really means. So what does forgiveness mean to you?
I guess you could define it in a lot of ways. I think the best way to define it is when you change the way you see things and understand things that happened, in such a way that you no longer are angry about or are terribly upset about what happened. So when that happens, when you usually you have to think of forgiveness and anger as two sides of the same coin. So you can't really talk about forgiveness ever without talking about the anger that's underneath it, and that people have a hard time letting go of, which is why they can't forgive. So when you're angry and upset and that carries on for a long period of time, the only way you can really, at least in my opinion, the only way you can truly forgive is to see the events that happened in the past in a different light, to be able to see them differently, understand them differently. And then when you are successful at being able to do that, all of a sudden it no longer, whatever it is you were upset about, is no longer as upsetting as it was when you were finding it difficult to let go of the anger. So forgiveness could be defined as letting go of anger, but truly letting go of anger, which is a very different thing than what most people try to do when they try to forgive.
And is this why you say that people find it difficult to forgive? I mean, what is this a part of the reason, the idea that they're having trouble letting go of this anger?
Yeah, and we, you know, the whole concept of letting go, you know, you can't really rationalize away your anger in the sense that everybody, like you said, if most people know that it's not good to hold on to anger. They know that lack of forgiveness is hurting them as much as, you know, the other person that they're angry with. So they know it's something they should do, and they try and make themselves do it or convince themselves to do it. And that's really not how you get to true forgiveness. You can't rationalize if your body is angry, if that anger is stuck within you. You can't just do something over top of it. You can't use positive thinking. You can't say, oh, I know I should forgive, so I'm going to just forget about what happened. You can try and do that, but it really doesn't work all that well because deep down inside, you're still holding on to that upset. You're still angry. Your body is still angry, and if you should see that other person or have something remind you of that event that happened, all those experiences and emotions will immediately well up again. So you haven't truly let go, but you maybe convince yourself you should, or you try to think that you've let go, and that's one of the big distinctions between what I call true forgiveness and what most people are either advised to do or try to do themselves. Which is to layer something over top of the anger that's still going on. So unless you can get at the anger and the roots of the anger and shift the way you're looking at things so you're no longer quite as angry, I would say you can't really get to true forgiveness. You get to some more superficial positive thinking type state where you think you've forgiven but you really haven't.
I really appreciate you for explaining this, because over the years I've actually struggled with this whole concept of forgiveness. I know it's good. I know I'm supposed to do it. But as I've often said to people, when I think about the thing and I'm upset all over again, I'm not quite sure what do you mean when you say forgive and forget. I can't forget it. It's making me upset again, so it's making it hard to forgive. And I always thought there was just something wrong with me because I couldn't easily get rid of this thing. I know I want to, you know, and a lot of people, when you do ask them, they'll say, yeah, I want to forgive, but I don't know how. And so I'm really glad you mentioned that, because you are so correct. If you don't get rid of this anger or this upset, there's no way you can really, truly, truly forgive. So,
yeah, and they assume that all these other people are forgiving very easily, and how come they can't? You know,
right.
And if you really were inside those other people, you would realize they're just glossing over it too. I mean, they're trying to put on a good face, and they're trying to make themselves believe that they've put this behind them. And they're still holding on to the anger. So there's not a lot of real forgiveness going on, but you can get the false impression that you're the only one that can't forgive and everybody else is good at it.
That's always been the way I thought too. Yeah, why can't I do this so easily? So how do we get to that anger? How do we get to the root of that?
Well, that's the thing. I think a lot of the forgiveness advice, you know, if you read self-help books on forgiveness and talk to people about, it's all about what can I do to forgive, you know, or what are the steps to forgiving? And actually, if you flip that around, forgiveness is a natural state. I mean, it's something that should already have happened. So the question is not, what should I do to forgive? The question is, what am I already doing that's keeping me from having already let go of this anger? What am I doing to actively hold on to this anger and to keep myself from letting it go? And again, the letting go is not something you do. That's why I said the definition of forgiveness for me is you have to see things differently. You have to look at the past event in a different way, in a more accurate way, actually, in a more truthful way. And when you are able to do that and get down to that level of deep, deep telling of the truth, you'll see that things are not as bad as you originally reacted and thought that they were. And that's one of the secrets of true forgiveness, is to be able to know how to do that.
And you actually, in your book, you give some examples of, you know, how one may go back and look at what really happened, or, you know, because sometimes we interpret it our way, and our way may not be the way it truly happened. So you have some good examples in your book about that. And so is this, you mentioned that you disagree with how most of the commonly offered advice about forgiveness out there given. Is this what you're saying, essentially, that because they gloss over it and you feel that it's deeper than that, you actually have to get to the anger itself?
Right, and they don't really address the anger. They address forgiveness like it's something disconnected from the anger, and it's the same thing. It's part and parcel of the anger. When you're no longer angry, there's nothing to forgive. So forgiveness disappears as a task or as an issue when you turn your attention to the anger that's going on, and you figure out how to change your perception of what happened or change your understanding of what happened, so that something you were originally angry about, you're no longer as angry about or even angry at all about. I mean, most of us have had that experience at various times in our lives where we've been angry with somebody because of whatever we assumed happened, or the motives that we assumed, or whatever else went through our minds that caused us to be angry. And then we find out a day later, a week later, a month later, that the situation was completely different. And there were other things going on that we weren't aware of, or we didn't know about, or we misinterpreted. And the minute we do that, the minute we realize that we had made a mistake or a misperception or a false assumption, our anger disappears instantly, because we see the situation differently now, and we see it more truly and more accurately now. And so that's happened to all of us sort of accidentally, without us trying to make that happen. But just by going through life, you'll stumble upon those kind of episodes where you'll become aware of something you weren't aware of before. But you can actually go back and take any situation that you're still stuck with, feeling angry about, and you can step in and do that same kind of process consciously and intentionally, without having to sort of wait for some fortuitous moment or event to happen that opens your eyes to looking at it in a different way.
And I have to play devil's advocate, because then there are situations where things happen and they are the way they seem, and the person is upset, but they would like to forgive. So how do you suggest one approach that?
Well, I mean, there's some really bad things that can happen to people, and do happen to people. I mean, really horrible, you know, tragic things at the hands of people who were not behaving in a kind and considerate manner. But to a degree, everybody would say, yeah, you have to be angry about that. And maybe you do initially. But to continue to hold on to that and actually to look at the situation, as horrible as it may have been, there's still ways to look at it differently, to get really deep into it as to what was the real truth about what happened and what it means. You know, because sometimes we put a lot of meaning on things that is way over and above what the reality is. And unless you can see that you've done that, unless you can see how you've exaggerated something or amplified something and made it more significant than it may actually have been, then you're going to keep holding on to your anger. And you're never going to be able to let go of it, no matter how much you try and convince yourself, or how much somebody tells you it's good for you, and even how much you know it's good for you. As long as you're still looking at that situation in a way that's driving your anger, there's no chance of you forgiving. You can put it behind you, in a sense that you don't bring it up all the time, you don't talk about it all the time, you don't dwell on it constantly, which is good. But still, you know you haven't forgiven, or you know you have forgiven, if you can be around that situation or the thought of that situation or that person, and those emotions of anger don't come up anymore.
I agree, and that's usually the litmus test for me. Yeah. That person walks in, or the situation comes up, and a lot of it depends on how I feel. Am I still angry about it?
Yeah. And most people will still, and again, we don't know how, as a society, we really haven't been taught very well how to zero in on what's causing our anger, how to understand most emotions, but particularly anger, because it's a pretty common one, how to really know what's driving that emotion. And that's one of the things I do for people in the book that I think makes the book very different from most other books that talk about forgiveness, is because I really focus on the anger piece and show people how to identify the causes of anger in a different way than they're used to thinking about it, so that it gives them some direction as to where to focus their thinking and focus their looking when they're trying to change the way they're looking at the situation. Because you have to know how you're looking at it in the first place to get angry before you can, you know, consider looking at it differently.
Sounds good. So we're going to be taking a short break for our sponsors. And when we get back, Dr. Orman will talk a little bit more about the tools that we can use to help us to forgive anyone for anything, anytime we want. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD, sponsored by FMG Radio. Please visit Dr. Diane and browse her past shows and guest bios at fmgradio.com/Dr. Diane MD. That's DrDianeMD.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, my guest today is Dr. Mort Orman, and he is the author of this wonderful little book on forgiveness that is actually teaching me a lot in a short time. And the book is called The Art of True Forgiveness, How to Forgive Anyone for Anything, Anytime You Want. Now, at the break, Dr. Orman, you were talking about how your book is different from other self-help books on the topic of forgiveness. Can you expand on that a little bit more?
Yes. Well, like I say, I don't do what a lot of people do, is I don't talk about things that you need to do in order to forgive, or do this or that and to forgive. I really focus on helping people understand the underlying anger that they're holding on to and how they can transform that view of whatever it is they're angry about, so that the anger literally either diminishes significantly or sometimes can go away completely. And a lot of it is dependent upon understanding what's causing anger, the emotion of human anger in the first place. So a good bit of the book is sort of a mini training on how to understand the causes of anger in a more accurate way than most of us have been taught.
And you say that we have mistakes that, you know, when people are trying to forgive, what are the three biggest mistakes that you see people make when they're really trying to forgive?
Well, again, these are all the things that you're trying to do something over top of your anger, other than dealing with the anger, to forgive. So I mean, you're trying to tell yourself, you know, that it's good for you to forgive, and convince yourself that you should do that, either for your benefit or somebody else's benefit. You try to make yourself forgive or use positive thinking or something to put it behind you. A lot of times people will just say the words, you know, I'm okay, I forgive you. Let's put this behind us. And they may really want to do that. I'm not saying they're insincere in their desire, but just saying the words and just saying, I want to put this behind me, doesn't mean that they've let go of the feeling of anger that they still carry on. And like I say, it'll re-trigger in certain circumstances when they're around that person again or in that similar situation, or even a reminder of whatever happened. The anger will come out because it's still there. So you really want to get to the point where you don't have the anger anymore. And that's, I'm not saying that's necessarily the easiest thing in the world to do, but it is possible to do. And one of the reasons why most people find it difficult is because, again, they don't know. They don't really have a good understanding of anger in the first place. And so they can't really tackle it aggressively the way you would need to.
And so a part of this is, I would love for you to just give us a sample of how one would work on this anger, but perhaps perhaps you'll be able to do this when you answer this next question for me. And I saw in your book you have this 5-step master plan for mastering forgiveness. And I wonder if you could just go over just a brief overview of this 5-step and if the anger portion is in there, if you can address that for us.
Yeah, well, it's really a 5-step process for getting a deeper understanding of anger. So the first step, I show people sort of how to understand in general, you know, human emotions in general, whether it's anger or fear or frustration or worry or guilt, doesn't matter what the emotion is. All human emotions sort of have a basic template, a basic way that they occur. So I show people how to understand the difference between internal and external causes. And we all tend to focus mostly on the external causes, but there are internal causes going on as well. There are ways of thought patterns, behavior patterns that drive each of those specific emotions. So if you're having anger, you're thinking and looking at things in one way. If you're having fear, you're thinking and looking at things in a different way. If you're worrying, you're thinking and looking at things in another way. So they're very specific. So for each emotion that you want to try and deal with, you have to sort of understand the underpinnings of that emotion. So that's step one. Step two, then, that was a general look at emotions. I said, okay, let's look at anger, and let's look at some of the internal causes of anger. And so I help people understand what those are. And then the third step is, okay, now how do those internal causes actually function in our bodies? And they very much are in our bodies as much as they are in our minds. So I show people how to look at it from a body perspective, that these internal causes are very much part of our bodies, and they're pretty much stuck in there until you change the way you look at things. And then the fourth step is understanding how those internal causes sometimes cause us to have an inaccurate perception or a distorted view or an exaggerated view of whatever happened. And I go into some detail there about how to actually understand that process. And then once you have those four things in place, in other words, once you have a really deep understanding of human emotions and human anger in particular, then you can see how you could step in and intervene to look at those causes that are going on inside you when you're angry and to be able to examine them more closely, ask yourself if they're correct, not correct, challenge them perhaps to some degree, to see if you can poke holes in them or maybe look at things a little differently. But unless you know how you're specifically looking at them to be angry, you can't really, you know, it's kind of like shooting in the dark when you're trying to figure out, okay, how do I deal with my anger or how do I change the way I look at my anger? If you don't know how you're already looking at it specifically, precisely, you can't go in and do anything about it. So That's, I think, the best part of the book is that it gives people a really good training in how to understand human anger. Once you have that in place, and I actually give another tool I give in the book, is I put all that on a little index card so that you can just put in your, carry around in your pocket and carry around in your wallet, your purse. Whenever you're angry, you can pull that little thing out and you'll see exactly, you know, written down on that card exactly why you're angry. You'll be able to practice, you know, understanding, you know, some of the internal causes of anger. And that really gives people a great tool to use and allows them to focus in on what they need to look at in order to transform the way they're looking at things.
So let me try to get just a simple example to see if we can really get a concrete example of this.
Okay.
So let's say someone, a husband cheats on a wife, okay, and she is very angry about what happened, and she's trying to get to a place where she has forgiven him.
Okay.
What sort of process does she go through?
Well, if she's angry, so she
yes.
needs to understand how she's thinking, how she's looking at what happened to get her to be angry. So, for example, one of the ways she has to be thinking is that her husband did something that was bad or wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
So clearly cheating on your spouse is bad and wrong. Then she has to be looking at it from the additional perspective of someone was hurt or harmed in the process. So obviously she was hurt, the relationship was hurt, her trust was hurt, all those kind of things. So that's another thing you have to be doing when you're angry. And then the third piece of anger is you have to be looking at the other person as being to blame for the situation, and unilaterally to blame. So you have to be looking at it as like, he did something bad and wrong, he hurt me, and he's totally responsible, I didn't have anything to do with it. That's what anger is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she's angry, because she's looking at it that way. And it's automatically triggered in her body. Those thoughts are automatically triggered in her body by what happened. And that's why she's angry. Now there's a lot of other issues here. When that happens, I'm not saying you should go back and trust that person again to not violate a promise. You have to be very careful about doing that. That person may have to do a lot of work to regain your trust. But in terms of being angry at that person and forgiving, not forgetting what happened, not making excuses for what happened, and not accepting them back necessarily for what happened, but not being angry about it, or as angry about it, you'd have to look at those three ways of thinking. For example, you could look at the third one very easily. Is it true that I had absolutely nothing to do with his cheating? And most time in a relationship, it's never one-sided that way. It's never that, oh, that person just decided to have an affair for no reason. Now, that doesn't mean that person was justified. But I'm just saying, in order to be angry and have that emotion continue on, you've got to look at it as that you were totally innocent and the other person was totally to blame. And the reality is, it may not have been exactly that black and white. You know, you may have done some things, he may have done some things. You may have never gone and crossed that line and cheated because you felt that that was a value of yours. The other person obviously made the other decision. But to be angry, you have to see yourself as completely innocent, and a lot of times we're not. That's just one example. You could take each of those three things. And then you can sort of get into deeper layers of the truth about what really happened. Now, that usually means when those kind of things happen, it usually means there's problems in the relationships. It usually means, you know, things have changed over time. The other person really can't justify that action. They should have done other things. If they had issues or problems or concerns, I'm not trying to, you know, gloss over the seriousness of that offense. But I'm just saying, if you're walking around angry, because you don't have any chance of repairing your relationship if you can't tell the truth about your anger to the point where you can let go of a lot of it, so then you can work on and focus on dealing with the transgression, dealing with the lack of trust, dealing with the relationship issues. If you're coming at that from a place of anger, serious anger, it's very difficult to repair the relationship. On the other hand, if you can do that process, which is not easy, if you understand where the anger is coming from, if you understand what got triggered in your body, and if you start to look at it and say, are all these things really, really true? I'm at a very deep level, and start to see that there are some holes in some of those assumptions, then you can, not that you will forget completely or not be angry at all, but your anger, the intensity on your anger will go way down, and you'll be present and available to work on the relationship. Now, it may not work out, okay, but you would have a different view of what happened than the one that you automatically get stuck with.
I like that, and I definitely agree with you that, you know, addressing that anger, addressing why we're feeling the way we feel, and one of the things I sometimes do when I'm really upset about the situation is I tell this big story about what I thought happened and why it happened, and many times, like you said, it may not have been that way. So once we actually examine things, we may actually look at things very, very differently. And Dr. Orman, I love to leave my listeners with something that they can use right away. And so my question of the week, the tip of the week, is for someone who is having trouble forgiving. You know, what is the most important thing you would say they need, the first step that they would need in order to begin this process of forgiveness? And I think you sort of talked about it already, but just in case you had anything more to add.
Yeah, well, I would just reemphasize two key points I've already mentioned. Is deal with the anger, and the forgiveness will take care of itself. Okay? So don't put too much attention on the forgiving part, like it's something you got to do. Deal with the anger and see if you can understand the anger better and where it's coming from. And then the other thing is realize that forgiveness is a natural state, and that the question is not, what do I need to do to forgive? The question is, what am I already doing to keep myself from forgiving? And if you can wrestle with that question and sort of live in that question and explore it and try to identify, okay, what is it that I'm actively doing that's keeping me or blocking me from having this natural experience of forgiving whatever happened, I think you'll be on the right track. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy to get down to the bottom line answers, but I think that's the right path to go down.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for being on the show. Can you please share with our listeners your website and how they can get a hold of your book?
Well, the book is available as an Amazon Kindle book. You can go to Amazon Kindle and The Art of True Forgiveness. And the website that they could go to is called beststresshelp.com. And actually, on that website, there's a video there where I do a little 6 or 7 minute mini training on anger and the internal causes of anger, so they can get a refresher on that, in addition to, you know, a more detailed understanding through the book.
Wonderful. So I encourage the listeners to get on the website and also get a hold of the book. It's a book where you can sit and read through and learn so much in a short time. I'll also make sure that the link to those are available on my Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/Dr. Diane A. Thompson. And also check out my website at drdianethompson.com. I will leave you with a quote of the week, and this one comes from Oprah Winfrey, and it says, true forgiveness is when you can say thank you for that experience. Again, I'd like to thank Dr. Mort Forman for coming on the show. His book is called The Art of True Forgiveness, How to Forgive Anyone for Anything, Anytime You Want. And again, remember, your health is your wealth, so do something healthy for yourself. And I will see you next time, same place, same time on the broadcast. Have a great evening, everyone.
You've been listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD. For show replays and full guest bios, please be sure to visit fmgradio.com/Dr. Diane, MD. That's DrDianeMD.